Salt Lake City Human Resources Director Deb Alexander laid out a timeline Tuesday of how HR dealt with the sexual harassment complaint against then-Deputy Police Chief Rick Finley. The office first received a statement in March 2013 that indicated Finley had shown an inappropriate photo of a female officer. Alexander says when the investigation was complete and all of the allegations were confirmed, HR delivered a report to Chief Burbank in January 2014 that said Finley had violated the city's harassment policy and appropriate action should be taken. Salt Lake City Councilor Aaron Mendenhall took issue with the fact that Finley remained on the payroll through June 2014 when he retired.
A six-month lapse between the issuance of the report of multiple sustained allegations. How do we explain this half a year lapse in response from the chief?
Mendenhall suggested the council create a policy that outlines a specific timeline for department heads to act on sustained allegations.
In what case do we really truly feel comfortable saying this is unacceptable behavior and yet you may continue to do your job and we will protect you?
Chief Burbank wasn't available Tuesday night to respond to the questions. Deputy Police Chief Tim Dowd declined to comment, citing pending litigation. Three former female officers are filing a civil rights lawsuit against the city, claiming each one has been the subject of sexual harassment and retaliation. Mayor Ralph Becker told reporters Monday he supports Burbank's actions. Whitney Evans, KUER News.